To negotiate effectively, we've really got to look at the language in these contracts, and we've got to understand that words really have meaning. And I think we tend to kind of get a little, blasé about contract language. We see a lot of it. And we were joking as we were preparing this that I think I did more substantive contract review when I was a law student. In fact, the first lease that my wife and I had with our apartment, I read every word in that contract. I tried to redline the thing, and the apartment manager looked at me like I was crazy. But you know what? I was going to negotiate this contract. And the response was, no, you're not. We're just going to put it in the file.
Been there, done that.
And now that I've been in practice for a few years, I start to realize I don't really read as much as I probably should in these things. It's probably a bad admission,
Speedy.
Right? Ethics. but anyway, I think attorneys just really need to take that same approach. Like Abraham Lincoln said, you know, if you've got 8 hours to chop down the tree, spend the first six sharpening the axe. It's going to make the other 2 hours much more productive.
And I want to remind people that the PowerPoint is online.
Yeah, so you'll see in the notebook that materials were not provided, and
it's
take full blame for it, even if she wasn't going to blame me anyway. but yeah, so it was, I'm a technology guy, so I'm like, well, I can put this technology together and give it to you on a USB drive. And I forget that we still do the notebooks and the printout. So I apologize, but we do have electronic copies for you. So as I talked about kind of planning and preparing for contracts, you know, this next quote kind of fell into place, you know, the best laid plan. So we always approach these contracts with the best of intentions, and then we end up maybe somewhere else as we go down the road. We've kind of bucketed the topics here.